Life. Celebrate life.
It's a celebration. It's a wicked celebration.
Hey,
it's a
real one. I woke up early on my born day.
Give thanks for life.
It's a real one. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it.
Giving what they ask for.
Yeah. Enough of the kings in this rap thing, they siblings. Nothing but my children. One shot,
they disappearing.
The ill way, MCs used to be on credit. And she took home, ready to die.
It's
listen, study
it. View salad in his left butt is not enough.
They lightweight, fragile. My 9 milli make the white shake. That's why my money never funny.
It's about to go down. The homie went crazy on that Super Bowl stage, ay. And every song was a bop. Then y'all came for Jermaine and his lollipop socks. Snoop did the Olympics. Cat Williams told all y'all business. Club Shay Shay was a vibe. But Shannon Sharp really fucking on live. And we don't wanna relive that shit. Damn, we ain't need to hear that shit. Andre 3K gay rap the boot. Y'all so whack, 3 stacks picked up his flute. And Nelly and the Sean team is back in the street. And Cardi said, you ain't about to offset my piece. So y'all about ready? Alright, let's go.
Come on.
Yeah, this the wrap up 2024.
Yeah.
So y'all about ready? Alright, let's go. Bro, this the wrap up 2024. Shout to Shaboozy, Tipsy got love. Shout to Casanova, we don't know what he does. Young black millionaires, yeah. I'm with that, but the hop to a girl, who the hell did that? Beyonce the queen, can't doubt that fact. Y'all was in the hood with boots and cowboy hats. Been in gym crew, they the fallout crew. Dame Dash Teeth was like, we gon' fall out too. And my Tesla robot gon' have me spoiled. Teach a shiny ass how to make a seafood boil. And I don't wanna hear Pete from Elon Musk. And that D-Wade statue, come on, bruh.
Wop, they not like us.
Cause we just listen and we don't judge. So y'all sat Biden down cause he wouldn't win. Kamala was like, alright, y'all come tap in. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show it again. But baby, with Meg and Glorilla? And they tried to shoot Trump, but they missed. And we was like, damn, that ear healed up quick. Like, did he? Really? But we couldn't prove it. Speaking of Diddy, say he ain't do it. He was denying that all day. Woke up and saw Diddy in the hall.
I know
y'all about ready? Alright, let's go.
Wow.
Nah, this the wrap up 2024.
Wow.
Y'all about ready? Alright, let's go. Nah, this the wrap
really
up 2024.
Different.
That video broke my heart. You know how many people this gon' tear apart? That whole situation is sickening. And my thoughts and prayers are with the victims. But one thing I wanna know, what the hell was all the baby oil for? My granny done made that clear. One bottle of baby oil could last 3 years.
Yep.
And breakdancing was a failure. Y'all came for that white girl from Australia. I was like, I don't care who win, as long as we don't have to sit through this shit again. Justin got pulled over, he was tipsy. The hole in that fell turned to Swifties. I should be more demure, whatever that means. LeBron and his son did something we never seen. And by the summertime, it was real versus fake. And Kendrick came out and brand a number on Drake. And OVO was like, Drizzy, what we gon' do? And he was like, know what? I think we gon' sue. Trump beat Kamala, that was up next. Clearly this country got a thing for sex. That's where we at, crashed out, I guess. President thinks that we out here eating pets. So what does it all mean? It means they still using that scheme that they call the American dream. And my people been here from the start. For 400 years they've been giving us scraps. And we somehow turned that into art. And you telling us we ain't smart? See, the thing is, it's not even cool until we do it. And when they do what they not supposed to do, we just supposed to be cool and push through it. So shout to Kamala, cause she tried. And I tip my hat to all of those women who didn't get that position, even though they were overqualified. And every day we get more mortified, these are facts. We probably about to see a lot more killing and a lot more villains, cause our country applauds that. So if you crash out, just don't crash here, cause it's about to be good versus evil. And we lost a lot of good people this past year.
Just can't believe
to take care of yourselves and each other. It's about to be a wild ride. Y'all put your seatbelts on. Welcome to 2025.
Daddy, yes, it's time to go in. Let's go.
Chicken's like Diddy locked up. Oh well, we see how he beat Cassie up in that hotel.
We saw
that he was dragging up, kicking up. He made a video apologizing for hitting her. Imagine all the shit that we ain't see. shit. When she was living with that thing, he got angry. Got me like, did he do it? That nigga did it. Did he appear me? We're trying to figure out what did he was on the tapes with. Did he do it? That nigga did it. Did he? You foul. Don't play with the fans. Cop out. Don't go to trial. 20 some years you hit that shit. Whatever they saying you did that shit. Even Biggie mother upset with you. Got niggas accusing you of rear. I can see by some movies got fans. Took 1,000 bottles of baby off of you. You wasn't just drugging them, you drugged against two. They took back the keys, they gave Puff to the city. Even Meek Mill out here saying no Diddy. I don't believe this they say about Meek and Puffy. But the man to Alpha shit had on was kinda funny. They would not Puff Bell again, told him keep his money. He going through withdrawals right now, he a junkie. He really locked up, that's some trafficking. One dude who else was there when all the freak offs was happening. Got me like, did he do it? That did it, did he? We trying to figure out who was Diddy was on them tapes. Did he do it?
Never seen, never heard. Never happened, never occurred.
Don't go to trial. Ain't there new jars getting brought up? They even got a hotline for Diddy that you can call up. Stevie J, the only nigga that stay your fucking friend. Jay Z had never pick up the phone.
No lie.
Again. They try to say him and Jay the 13 year old. We don't believe that. Leave Beyonce man alone. Jay ain't waste no time to respond. Had flashbacks to that elevator sleep with salon. Gotta hurry up and fix that. You know her family crazy. Man, that's what Tata was probably telling Jay Z. You saw what her mother did. She thought nobody seen her. Try to say her page got hacked. You ain't slick, you ain't Tina. Slick. Back to that tip that made false allegations. You played yourself, oh, congratulations. Got caught lying, Jay-Z lucky. He gon' be good, but he's still looking bad for Buffy. The NFL still doing business with Hova. They knew that bitch was lying, her father exposed her. I know Beyonce was disgusted. Like, nigga, you got our family caught up in this puff shit. Diddy is your fault, should've left the drugs alone. Before that, the nigga Young Thug was on. YSL Woody kinda helped Thug beat the case, but he part of the reason Thug was there in the first place. He was in the courtroom acting illiterate. He even had Young Thug laughing a little bit. Thug told the judge he still wanna work with Gunna. Man, I'm out here confused like a motherfucker. Thug also said whatever Wham say goes. Wham out here saying Gunna told on the bros. Man, this is weird. I'ma just mind my business. I'm just happy Thug came home just in time for Christmas.
Hold up, stop, wait.
Warning. The Drama King is in the building.
Yo, hold up, pull up. I'm over. Wherever you at, stop what you're doing. This is DJ K Slay.
With Dykes, number one, DJ Daddy
Jeff. Yes. Versus everybody, I know he in his feelings. Beefing with a bunch of niggas that he helped make millions. Did records with niggas, took niggas on tour. Trying to figure out what they all mad at Drake for. He put a record out with J. Cole, first person shooter. Then Kendrick went and did a record with Metro and Future. Sam, fuck the big three, it's just big me. Drake and J. Cole, like, why the fuck this nigga just diss me? J. Cole responded, but his shit wasn't all that. Then he apologized and decided to fall back. He ain't want no smoke with Kendrick going bar for bar. He trade for boys in the hood now, let me out the car. This is looking at the whole hip-hop culture down. No right, no more raps talking about how you got the crown. Claim to be the best rap every time you spit a verse. How you apologize to a nigga that dissed you first? You went out like a sucker, J. Cole, just being honest. A nigga tell you something different, they just being modest. Drake on his own now, J. Cole got scared. That's what happened when you pop so big but really not prepared. Like Rick Ross was calling Drake a white boy. Then got punched in the face by a white boy. You see how karma came and got his lame ass. He was talking about Drake plane, then his plane crash. He jumped in the beef, then got jumped in Canada. Got punched in the face and all that is on camera. So this was in 4K, you see it very clear. His mans got knocked out, Ross ran and left him there. Bosses don't move like that, that's lame. Ross really ran and left all the niggas he came with. He did have people calling Drake BBL Drizzy. Metro Boomin made a beat called BBL Drizzy. ASAP Rocky jumped in the drama. He don't like Drake cause Drake used to fuck with Rihanna. I'm just breaking all that shit down, that's the way it went. Let's get to Drake vs Kendrick, that's the main event. I ain't gon' hold you at first in the beginning. I was one of them niggas telling niggas that Drake is winning. I was arguing with niggas cursing and swearing. Like how the fuck y'all niggas not hearing what I'm hearing? They was going back and forth, that was entertaining. Then we start fact checking all the shit they was saying. Kendrick said Drake had a daughter that he was hiding. The lie detector test determined that he was lying. Drake said Day Free was f***ing Kendrick lady. On top of that, he tried to say that that wasn't Kendrick baby. Man, none of that shit was factual. The lie detector test determined he was capping too. Kendrick dropped They Not Like Us and shut it down. After that, Drake ain't want to go another round. Drake took an L, I hate to be admitting it. Came home one day and my little kids were singing it.
What you say?
They Not Like Us is a big record. It really made an anthem out of a diss record.
You crazy.
I'm just being real. They did the Drake, but Drake did the Meek Mill. This might be worse though, honestly, truth be told. Especially if he performed that shit at the Super Bowl. You called him a bad for that, oh, I know he really hates you. You really got Drake out here suing his record label. You looking corny for doing that, Drake, stop. That's worse than J. Cole apologizing to K-Dot. You fell in the lawsuit, what was that all about? That's that white boy shit and you that Kendrick was talking about. It's crazy, you know I made y'all laugh a lot. The new big three is Kendrick, Future, and Travis Scott.
What?
I know that's something he's gonna talk about. Like the new big three is who? What murder talking about? Man, I'm the bad guy everybody admire. I'm part of the holidays now, just like Mariah. Y'all heard what happened, y'all know what happened, but y'all don't care. Y'all still want me to talk about this shit, yeah?
Crazy, crazy, you crazy.
Crazy, crazy, this is crazy. Crazy, crazy, this is crazy. Crazy, crazy, this is crazy. Crazy, crazy, this is crazy. For the past 10 years I've been doing this shit. Hope y'all enjoy, this is my last year doing this shit. I'm the bad guy everybody admire. I'm part of the holidays now just like Mariah.
Tonight we gonna get drunk, we gonna party, and we gonna have a good time. If you don't want a party, get the f*** out the club.
All lies will be exposed, that's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way.
Free Lil Durk, they saying murder for hire. And he had in the rolling with him that wore wire. Now they talking death penalty, shit, let him live. I feel bad for Durk, man, that nigga got 7 kids. Cardi B and Offset broke up, this shit is crazy. She f***ed another nigga while she was pregnant with his baby.
What?
That's crazy, that's a real grimy issue. That's what he said she did, she ain't denied this shit. Papoose and Remy about to get a divorce. They was both on Instagram going back and forth. I was surprised cause they usually more secretive. You can tell they both got a type by who they cheating with. Remy new man look like Papoose on Tubi. I can't take him serious when he talk, he sound goofy. No more black love, they lost that connection. Pap new girl and Remy Ma got the same complexion. She a boxer and Remy a shooter. She wanna fight Remy, Remy gon' fuck around and shoot her. You know it's over when the internet in your business. We all know who Remy Ma was chillin' with last Christmas. Taking pictures by that bumps at Christmas tree. Pat put the picture up for the industry to see. I can see them going back and forth making diss tracks. Who you think could win? I bet on Remy, who picking Pat? Chris Brown and Quavo still don't get along. They had a rap battle, Chris Brown had the better song. Niggas must still beefing over Carucci. After all these years, she must got some really good smoothie. Meg Thee Stallion lied to Gayle King about story. Wonder what else she lied about in that whole story. She out here admitting being the whole. Meanwhile, Nicki just made 100 and something million on tour. You know, Megan and Nicki don't get along. They used to be cool, remember that Hot Girl Summer song?
Remember that?
I swear I thought Meg was a Barbie. Then she switched sides and went and did a record with Cardi. You know Megan be getting drunk doing stupid shit. Nicki was like, you gotta pick a side, you goofy. Meg just be twerking like a stripper that get money. Nicki was calling her Bigfoot, I thought this shit was funny. Ice Spice ain't got no more figure. I thought she was Corey Lorraine when I saw her in the picture. You know she like to turn around and shake it when she perform. How she gonna do shit now when her ass gone? That Ozempic made her lose weight like wow. Glorilla got a bigger butt than her right now. Man, this is crazy, everything done fell apart. It all started when Cat Williams sat down with Shannon Sharp. He was getting drunk, getting this off his chest. He said Hollywood made Kevin Hart wear a dress. I'm like, damn, this nigga disrespectful. He said Hollywood made Martin put on the dress too. And he told us IP that he liked the party. And he don't find nothing funny about Steve Harvey. I can't name anybody he disrespected. He even made Ludacris go and write a diss record. Shannon Sharp was f***ing up on IG Live. He said it was an accident. He was acting like he surprised. It's like, whatever you say, Shannon, you did that so we can stop thinking you gay, Shannon. Why you ain't letting Lil Wayne perform at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, Jade, I was wrong. Wayne be getting too high, trust me, I get it, bro. That nigga fuck around and come late or miss the show. Or be up there mumbling this shit, running out of breath. I see Wayne perform before, I wasn't too impressed. Now I'm just playing Wayne with a body did. Why didn't Jay holler at Wayne is what I don't get. Nicki said Jay did that out of pure hate. He did that cause he don't like her, Birdman, or Drake. Nicki like, fuck that, somebody had to say it. Wayne could've performed if Jay-Z okayed it. Wayne confused though, he don't know how to play it. Cause Jay paid his taxes for him when he couldn't pay it. Nigga need to help Kodak go get clean. He was on Casanova show looking like a d-boy. Honestly, I don't like what I'm seeing. I hope he ain't the next rapper we hear about Odin. Saw Wallo talking to him, that's a good brother. Hoping they just going one in, not the other. Puff son ran up on Ray J and thugged him out. Told Ray J, keep my father name out the freak of mouth. It's on video, I saw he sure did. It was the light-skinned one, Justin, that LB Shore kid. The United Healthcare CEO got shot. People saying karma, he deserved what he got. Damn. They out here treating Luigi like he a hero. Cause these companies act like they kill Robert De Niro. I don't wish death on nobody, that just ain't right. But now hopefully these healthcare companies get it right. Kamala Harris lost, I was expecting it. America not ready for no female president. Nigga, Kamala Harris even had Megan twerking. And she still lost, none of that dumb shit was working. Cardi B, Beyonce, Taylor Swift promoted her. People ain't give a fuck, ain't nobody gon' vote for her. Trump almost got killed, that shit wasn't staged. He ain't get shot though, he only got grazed. I was like, yeah, Trump gon' win again. Then he came out playing 50 Cent song, Mini Man. Trump brought Sleepy Hollow and Chef G out. Then Peter Rosenberg decided to speak out.
He was mad.
You know how 97 ain't understand, so they ain't let Chef and Sleep perform at Summer Jam. I don't know what 50 and Dame beef all about. I just seen Dame popping shit and his teeth fall out. Ryan Garcia was out here playing crazy. He was on steroids when he beat up Devin Haney. Talking about Devin Haney, he just found out Young Thug used to fuck his lady. Travis Hunter girl getting exposed. They got videos of her hanging out with the bros. LeBron James made history with his son, doping in all them MVP awards that he won. The first father and son duo ever to actually play in the NBA together. Meanwhile, Michael Jordan's son getting walked up. Him and Scottie Pippen ex-wife done finally broke up. Big Meech homie chilling, no more boy Dylan. His son playing him on TV, that's a dope feeling. Me and Yayo met him 50. Took us to his house, he was breaking down what that BMF bitch was all about. Tuck home for 27 years, he was locked up. That's the nigga that allegedly had shot Tupac up. Ran home after 15 years, finally feel good having my partner in crime back outside with me. TZ home too after damn near doing 10. This year they let a whole lot of real niggas out the pen. Sean Kingston and his mother out here looking dumb. How she get locked up for scamming with her son? Remember the bitch up in Brooklyn that got robbed? And shortly after that we found out he a fraud. He was scamming that old lady out her money, the feds gave him 9 years. God don't like ugly. Damn, rest in peace to Clark Kent. He was God's favorite DJ, he really was God sent. He used to enjoy all the bullshit I start. He used to call me to talk about it. I'ma miss you, Clark. Rest in peace to Fat Man Scoop. He was the life of the party. He was like a one-man group. Sending my condolences to his brother Kendall and the rest of his family. I know everybody miss you. Damn, rest in peace to Mr. C. Truly appreciate anything you did for me. On Hot 97, you used to play all my records. Nobody used to rep for Brooklyn the way you rep it. Quincy Jones passed away too, we lost a legend. A music icon, he was a true blessing. Rich homie Quan died, he was only 34. That's young, he was supposed to live for at least 30 more. Jake Paul and Tyson fight was a scam. See, I really was disappointed cause I'm a boxing fan. It was buffering and boring, I wasted my whole night. Can't pay me to go and watch another Mike Tyson fight. Mr. Spin, that's this guy. This hook, he was on Instagram talking about how he got booked. Niggas said something ain't right, they think he was capping. Cause he ain't been finishing since that shit happened. It was Money Wars the other day on the gram. Primo and TV put up 300 bands. You know Cole 33, got his niggas in the streets talking about Primo and TV. They beefing about who got the most money. It's entertaining, I can't hold you, they both funny. Primo was in the backyard digging paper up. TV was looking like Frank Lucas, can't make this up. Hagen had a mink on with a magic hat on Cole 33 pages, where it happened at? Ain't nobody respond to Dolorilla. He popped out of nowhere, nobody know the nigga. Rest in peace to Robert Brooks, I saw what they did to him. He was in handcuffs when they kept hitting him. It was on video, that shit was hard to miss. I wonder what Donald Trump think they should charge him with. And yo, who voted for Trump? Let me see y'all faces. Cause y'all put him back in office and y'all know he racist. Nelson was like, I don't fuck with Kamala. I fuck with Trump cause he gave me $1,200. He ain't get y'all shit, y'all believe whatever. But them immigrants gotta go there, fuck terror. Talking about the crazy ones, that's insane. Like the one that set the lady on fire on the train. Rest in peace to John Amos from Good Times. Childhood shit made us think about good times. He reminded us of something my father might be like. Then we found out in real life that his wife is white. R.P. J. Merrill Jones and Frankie Beverly. This is sad, this year was too many deaths for me. Julio got killed in the hotel parking lot. I'm tired of saying rest in peace, but it's like it's hard to stop. 50 had street poor looking like Las Vegas. The mayor was like, thank you for the money you made us. Hurricane Chris was mad, he was not invited. If people would've saw you out there, they wouldn't have got excited. Niggas don't know you no more, I'm thinking. So what you call the body? Rest in peace to O.J. Simpson. I missed a couple topics, it was too many. This shit 10 minutes long, I ain't trying to do 20. Past 10 years I've been doing this shit. Hope y'all enjoy, this my last year doing this shit. Crazy, crazy, this is crazy. 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 crazy, crazy, it's crazy. For the past 10 years I've been doing this shit. Hope y'all enjoy, this is my last year doing this shit. I'm the bad guy everybody admire. I'm part of the holidays now just like Mariah. Crazy, crazy, this shit crazy. Crazy, crazy, this shit crazy.
Yo, Daddy, yes.
Wanna make a toast? May your glasses stay full of champagne. Pockets full of money. This world is full of one life, one love, y'all.
Heavy
hitter,
sing suckers.
You know, and that's just the way the story go. And that's just the way the story go.
Joe Buttons got locked up for being in the building naked. It was on the ring camera. One of his neighbors taped it. That's crazy. All this shit he be talking, he was on some kind of drug. He wasn't sleepwalking. That's embarrassing. I know he feeling crazy. That's why he ain't been recording no new episodes lately. Building he was filming and want him to get out. On the last day of the year, we find this shit out. This nigga naked playing with his neighbor's door. That's some weird shit. That's what the ring camera saw.